Good morning. You're listening to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Leah Phillips, co-owner of the Delos Company, and Corey Walters, the VP of Sales. How are you ladies doing today?
Great. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you because you're in the middle of an expansion right now. You just have hired Corey. We'll get to that in just a second. You're in Calhoun, Georgia, with a facility that's expanding. You have 165,000 square feet now, and you're growing another 40,000 square feet, and you've invested some money in robotic tufting focused in the rug business, right?
Correct. The equipment that we're utilizing could be compared to large scaled like monogramming machines. So we do single needle tuft. When I'm speaking to a designer, I try to explain it like a 3D printer, but for high touch textiles.
So the quick history on your background in this, you guys were importers of rugs from India. And how long ago did you start making product here in this country?
Our machines arrived around 16 years ago. And I would say this is the future of getting manufacturing back into the United States. We do use robotics to achieve consistency and speed, but still, most are unaware that around 85% of the work still takes place by skilled craftspeople during the finishing process. When you buy American made, it is helping to employ Americans here. There's a lot of makers that are coming about. You know, this is the new way to make product in the United States.
Now, let's talk a little bit about just the components. You make these products using either New Zealand wool or silk, and you also use Aquafil's Econeal recycled nylon, right?
We do. We are their certified user for custom rugs using the Econeal 100% regenerated nylon, which is made from recovered fish nets, reclaimed carpets, and nylon waste from around the world.
Okay. So let's quick shift over to Corey for a minute. Corey just joined the company, spent 18 years at Brenton's. Corey, tell us why you made this shift.
Yeah, it was a surprise, I think, for me and a lot of people. But I had met Ivan maybe a little over a year ago at a trade show, and I walked by his product and said, oh, this is nice. Where are you importing it from? And when he told me he was making it in the U.S., I thought, well, that's interesting. I didn't know anybody was doing that with wool. And so we would run into each other on occasion at shows, and eventually I met he and Leah both, and they said, well, would you come on board? And the more I thought about it, you know, I've been at Brinton's for 18 years. It was an incredible career. I love the company, love the people. But to be able to change at this point in my career and focus on what I'm passionate about, which is wool, sustainability, renewable resources, and then to be able to join a company that's producing in the U.S. just felt like it was time for an opportunity like that. It was time for that change. I love custom design. You know, there's really no rules here. There's no minimums. It's what can you come up with? Let's make it beautiful. So I'm excited to be able to marry my knowledge from that Axminster world into this new process and product. And it's just really cool to think about we can do this right here in the U.S. Some of the quality I've seen coming out of there, it's just beautiful. I'd only really seen this kind of quality as handmades that were being imported. So it just felt like a no-brainer.
Sounds like you were checking some boxes. Wanted to work for a family-owned company. You wanted to sell product made in the United States. It sounds pretty interesting. So you're coming in now. The company has pretty well established markets in, well, they have some private label. They have the aviation market. They have the residential market. But their drive right now is to really grow in the hospitality market, which is where you have strong relationships, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they've dipped their toes into hospitality and they have a pretty incredible sales force already in place. But yeah, that's where I'm passionate. It's the hospitality industry and the contacts I've made over the years. And so much of hospitality is relationships and building trust. I want to make sure to carry those through and, you know, give people the same service and partnership as they would have expected from me elsewhere. So yeah, it just feels like this hospitality market, they really only dip their toes into the water. There's so many things that can be done. There's a lot of hard surface happening as well now. And you do need to pop it with those rugs and the soft texture. And I think Delos has the product to do it.
I'm glad you brought that up. The hospitality market shifted over to hard surface. And now they're going, uh-oh. So they see the need for these rugs, right?
I believe so, yes. I mean, I saw a lot of rug growth, you know, in the past number of years. You know, everybody's kind of saying, okay, is it an Axminster rug? Is it a tufted rug? Is it hand tufted? Where's the budget? So yeah, that's been a big shift. I mean, it's great to see product growth with hard surface, but you still need something soft underfoot and something really beautiful. So this kind of marries that opportunity.
You know, I'm excited to cover this news about a USA made factory that's expanding and doing well in the rug market, because, you know, a lot of this went to the internet and then it went down to price points. People weren't looking for quality anymore. And it sounds like we've got a company now that's focused on quality and focused on using the right materials to make products that last, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you pay for what you get.
Okay, Leah, so tell us a little bit more about your abilities to make all these custom products.
Well, I mean, if you can dream it, we can just about translate it. But I would say that one of the ways that we have differentiated ourselves, because we are privately owned and we are creatives ourselves, is not to hone our yarn offering to the point that creatives aren't inspired. In fact, I was told the other day by a designer when she looked at our recent lookbook, which I intended it to look like a cookbook, but she said she actually wanted to eat the yarn because it was just so tantalizing. You know, because we're small and privately owned and creatives ourselves, our yarn offering is just so inspirational. And so we can create some beautiful textures with depth. And I think that differentiates us from imported or even internet type product. I mean, it is very high quality. Instead of trying to make something that could have been made abroad, you know, faster or cheaper, that's not what we're after. We're after making a quality product that we're proud of that is going to last for a long time. So I would definitely say that there, you know, are those that have chosen, as far as rug companies go, to participate in the online and internet, whereas, you know, we have taken more of a boutique type, high quality American craftsmanship stance.
I encourage the listeners to go to thedaloscompany.com and look at the lookbook. I looked at it this morning, and you were telling me you're about 60% USA made, and you still have a line of Journey products that are imported, right?
We do. We do quite a bit of flat weaves abroad using 100% post-consumer PET, water bottle type waste. We do quite a bit of that abroad, but where we see our growth is in American made. And truly, prior to COVID, the fact that our product was American made and, you know, that we were sustainably minded was kind of a feel-good message, but it still very much came down to price. Whereas I do feel in my heart that since COVID, people are more interested in American-made quality, but not quality at the cost of the environment.
Okay, Leah, great to talk to you again. Been talking to Leah Phillips, co-owner with her husband, Ivan, and Corey Walters, VP of Sales at the Daloves Company. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.